So when I'm praying, I want you to practice the awareness of those angels coming around. Feel them around you. Feel the ministering flames of fire. See them opening a heaven all the way up to the heavens. See the ladder ascending and descending. See them casting out all second heaven interference. So I'm working like a seeing and a saying and an awareness when I do this. In a very focused place on His Word. Thank You, Father. Lord, we come up the steps of Zion. We ascend up through the living doorway. We come up into the throne of grace. We come up into where You are, Lord. We all come and stand into the throne of grace with You. Clothed in the manifested glory. Clothed in the righteousness. You openeth Your great robe to us, Lord. You open Your great robe, and we all enter in. Today, in You we live, we move, and we have our being. Today we are encompassed in the righteousness, the thick white robe of righteousness. We wear Your righteousness. We put on holiness. I want You to say this: I am holy and without blame before You in love. I am the righteousness of God. And I want you to see a big, thick, white robe come out from Him. I want you to see you walk into Him and His robe to just encompass you when you say that. I am the righteousness. I receive Your covering. I receive this standing. I do not stand in my own. Say, I am found in You, not having my own. I leave mine. I surrender it now. Today I'm covered in You. Today I'm clothed in You. Today I stand in the standing that You giveth. Today You present me faultless. This is a very important part. And without blame. Today I stand faultless. Without accusation. The enemy's power to accuse me is broken. I do not stand in mine own self here. I stand in the righteousness of God, the Father in Christ. All accusation against me is severed. All accusatory voices have been severed. I stand without accusation. I stand faultless. I want you to feel that around you. That you're faultless, justified, standing in a courtroom, justified, standing in a courtroom, abundantly pardoned. Your old man has been separated from you as far as the east is from the west. See, now I'm aware that I'm standing in the glory of Your righteousness. You'll move much more freely when you get that kind of awareness. We can move in all these realms, but I want to see if we can just take the wings of an eagle all the way up into the Father, because I want to get us up into that transition. Now I'm gonna go into the tree of life. He just spoke to me. So Lord, we come. I stand on this little winding pathway I walk upon, Lord, and as we turn this little corner, I see this great tree. See from the heart, drop down into the heart when you look at these things, not in the mind, like an awareness. I'm aware that You are standing here, Lord, as the tree of life. Today, as a body of believers, we come together in one accord, in one heart, and we enter into the domain of Your life. For You've came that we would have this life. and that we would have it more abundantly. You came, Lord. Wisdom is the tree of life to those who find her. I have strength. All my ways are ways of pleasantness, and all my paths are peace. Today we partake of the joy and the pleasure. As the Father hath life in himself, he's given to you to have the life. And now you swallow us up into the life. You crown us with the loving kindnesses and the tender mercies. You crown us with the life. Wisdom giveth unto our head the crown of glory. And the freedom and liberty coming out from this glorious tree, the strength, the dunamis, the might, the Kratos might. Today we're clothed in might. So we surrender our own strength to you. Today we're clothed and filled with the joy and the pleasure. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Today we are abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you maketh us to drink of the river of your pleasure. With thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we see light. We're clothed in the glorious light, wisdom and discernment. We're being encompassed into wisdom, encompassed into discernment, encompassed into the glory, encompassed into the light, encompassed into the life, the fullness. Of grace. You give grace and glory. You give grace and glory. The leaves of this glorious tree for the healing of the nations. Today we see these leaves, though they may be green, they're so overshadowed in the glory that they're white. I see them white with this liquid-like substance. Today the leaves are overshadowing our body. Lord, I acknowledge that our body has been raised from the dead, a purchased possession, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are and belong to God. Legally, the law of sin and death has been severed. Legally, the sickness, disease, and the curses of infirmity came through that law, has been severed. Our body stands in a quasi-state of resurrection as we present it into the leaves. I want you to just see the leaves and absorb the glory into your body. See and feel the glory being absorbed into your body, flowing like oil. The dew of youth pouring into the cellular level of our body as we hold these leaves into our heart, into the respiratory system, flooding the immune system, that we are completely immune to all virus, to all disease and plague. No plague and no virus cometh nigh our dwelling. The immunity is with us now. Divine immunity is we carry the medicine of the nations coming out from you in our body. Absorb the life and the glory of the healing medicine of the nations. The leaves of this glorious tree, the life quickening. We present the body now to be quickened with eternal Zoe, resurrection, life, the quickening of the body, the quickening of the cells, the quickening of life as you infuse our body with life, as you infuse our mind, as you infuse our soul, and you infuse our body and all the chemical makeup within our body is now coming into fullness of normality. Our blood is being transfused with life, oxygen from above flowing. Some of you will feel that flowing right through your body, filling the cellular level of our body. The removing of all things that are dead will now live. Every cell will now come to life. All toxicity being removed. Pure Zoe, resurrection life. Some of you are feeling an infusion now. You'll feel that resurrection life. Sometimes you'll just get chills when it comes over you. The glory and the infusion of life. Resurrection life. You are the resurrection. You are the life. Out from you floweth dunamis today. We receive it all. In abundance. I am immune from all infirmity, plague, virus, sickness, and disease. I am not of this world. My body belongs into the presence of the Father. Today, Father, we take the wings of this great eagle. We mount up. Some of you will see that eagle right in front of you, the mount up. He's white. Oh, he's glorious. Big. We mount up on the glory of these wings now. Today you lift us up into the high places, O Jah that rides upon the heavens. You lift us up now with a thrust, the heavenly thrust that lifts us up into the realms of your glory, Father, that lifts us up into the realms of the fullness, up into the realms of the high places, up into the realms of the Father's glory, to the place, the room that you prepared for us in the Father's heart. We come up into where you are, Father. Father of lights, God of all grace, Father of glory, Father of love. We come to receive our image. We come to be fully reconciled. We see that you already have given us this glory, Lord. You have made us one with the Father. And today we receive your loving kindnesses, Father. Today we receive your love for us. Oh, you hold us. There's glory up in here today. Hold us up in the glories of your love. Father of lights, every good gift, perfect gift coming out from you today. We receive the multitude of light coming out from you. We receive the rainbow color of lights, the glorious light coming out from you today. We're clothed with a quickening life that's coming out, the pure light, Father of lights. Father of lights, encompassing us into transfigurating glory, transfigurating light, transfigurating love, transfigurating grace, transfigurating presence of the glory of the Father, the strength, the might, the love. You loveth us with an everlasting love. I feel the confidence. I feel the assurance. I feel the glory. I feel the fullness of your fullness we're receiving today. I feel the glory, Father, of your strength coming upon us. The glory of who we are in you. The glory of your image as sons. Your image. We're sons today. And if sons, then heirs. And if an heir, then a joint heir joining us today. You will join us, Father, to all that you have has been given to Christ. The Abrahamic seed, but yet he joined God into that seed. God's been joined in those promises. We are a creation. of the Most High God, a new creation. Man, but we've got God in us now. You're with us. You're in us. We're born into the image after your likeness. Whoo! Today, we walk across this Jordan. We walk across and we leave Egypt behind. We leave the wilderness behind. We leave Adam, every generational curse severed. Every fallen image severed, dismantled. The circumcision of Gilgal, we put off all the former bondage and the slavery to the systems of this world. We are not of this world anymore. The whole creation's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to walk on this earth. We come into the promised land for the most glorious hour of human history. We do not come in, Father, burdened. We come in with joy, knowing that no matter what happens, you will fully restore us. And we're going to win. We're going to win. You're with us, Father. You're with us. We're not alone. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am not alone. Today, we follow you, Lord. As you came out from this Jordan grave and you were crowned with glory and honor, today we follow you into the crown. There was given to you a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. And a crown of David that was reassigned to you in the heavens, perfected 7 times. All that the Father has is yours. And all that you have is ours. Today we follow you into the joint heirship. Today we follow you into the royalty. His royal robes are coming out from you. As the royalty of heaven is proceeding out from you. Today we put on royalty. Today we put on the glory. Today we come into the crowning as we, this day, following you into the crown. We are crowned with the glory and the honor as the 7 spirits of God that are upon you. The 7 eyes of omnipresent omniscience and the 7 horns of omnipotent dominion are upon you. You now crowneth us. We are the royal priesthood of the last days. We are the house of David, the church of Philadelphia, the messenger stars that sit in your right hand, bearing the message to the church of the Philadelphian. You've set before us the open door into the crown. We come in to receive of its glory. Today I'm aware the 7 eyes of omniscience, omnipresent omniscience is with me. The 7 horns of omnipotent dominion are with me. The 7 spirits of God are with us as forerunners. The 7 inheritances. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing are now with us, encompassing us. Wear it, put it on. I put on the dunamis. I put on generational wealth, the mantle of generational wealth. I put on the omnipresent omniscience. I put on strength from above. I put on the glory from above of joint heirship. I put on the honor of joint heirship. I put on all the spiritual blessings inherited, all those blessings inherited out of Abraham, all those inheritances, the blessing of Abraham and all 12 inheritances of that blessing is on us now. The strength is on us now. You are with us now. You will not leave us. Your manifest presence is with us. Your manifest appearance is with us. Your manifested favor is with us. the increase, the multiplication, the fruitfulness, the day of the bearing of the fruit of the manifested sons of God is with us. The great seven spirits of God is with us. The seven inheritances with us. The 12 inheritances of the blessing of Abraham is with us. Nations are within us. Kings are within us. Blessed is my seed. Blessed is my natural seed. Blessing is the spiritual seed that's in this house that will be exceedingly multiplied into the nations. Blessed is the fruit of our spiritual loin for what comes out from us. A river of increase, a river of fruitfulness, a river of blessing. For God is with us. You're with us. My faith is not shaken, Father. You're with us. The crown is with us. And you have come out, Lord, to meet us as the Lord of hosts. The angelic armies of heaven, Jacob knew them. Abraham knew them. They walked around. He cooked for them. He made a dinner for them. They stayed and waited for him to cook for them. They're with you, Lord. You let Nathaniel see the great army that was with you. You told Pilate, if I were of the earth, armies would fight for me. I am from above, and you could do nothing if it was not given to you to do it. I could call upon 12 legions. And presently they would be with me to deliver me right now. Not tomorrow, today, now, faith. This is our inheritance. Joint heirs, they're ministering flames of fire sent to minister on behalf of the heirs. I see that great army in that picture. I see them encompassing. I see them responding to our faith, responding to our position, responding to do the work of the crown in the last days, responding to the authority and the dominion that we are entering into, responding to the faith and the image of who we are in you. Father, they're with us. The ministering flames of fire are with us now. They're with us. You have come out to meet us with them, Lord. You're with us. You brought them. We're not alone now. I'm not alone. As we enter into our Jericho today, I'm going to carve out an open heaven in the earth. Yet we're not going to do it. They're going to do it for us. We're going to walk in the fullness in open heaven. And if we do not dash our foot against the stone, that open heaven will be with us for the remainder of our life on the earth. As the promised land conquest is at hand today, we are above. You maketh us to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have set all things under our feet. Our fields are under our feet. Everything that we do is under our feet. The enemy is under our feet. I will not allow him to rise up, not in the image of the heart, not in fear. I will not allow him to rise. That enemy is put down. Put down. See him under your feet. We're going to move into our homes now. I want you to go right now. In your heart and go stand over your house in an elevated position. As you're standing over your home, I want you to draw a circle right around it. I want you to name the address of that home. Hoppin Creek Drive, Lord. This is my domain now. This is where I live. This is where the peace of God will rule and reign. This is where the enemy's access will be cut off. Today, I decree the release of an innumerable company of angels into my home. I decree them to release the open heaven angels, the warrior angels, the breaker angels. I decree the release now to open the heavens over my home. As the circle has been drawn, I now come stand down with them. I stand in the middle of my living room. We stand in the midst of our room, I decree, and I am aware now that the entire host has encompassed our home. I'm aware now that the open heaven angels are now cleansing the portal, cleansing the house from all second heaven interference, cleansing all second heaven interference, cleansing all second heaven. I see, suddenly I am an heir now of the Jacob's ladder, and I see them. My house is now the house of Bethel. My house is the house of the manifest presence of God. I see them, Father, ascending and ascending. I see you at the top of the ladder, Lord. I see them freely ascending, breaking all chain, breaking all cord, opening the lifeline, the heaven to me, directly to me, with no second heaven interference, with no demonic interference. All demonic interference be cast out to the outside of that circle. All second heaven interference be cast out into the outer darkness. This is my dwelling place. This is my dominion. This is my home. I walk up and down the stairs now as the breaker angels and the warrior angels flooding the rooms with the glory, the worshiping angels flooding the room now. Every place the soles of my feet walk is my inheritance. This home is the house of the righteous. I decree now no plague come nigh the dwelling of this house, not one inch into the property. No destruction at noonday will come over this home. Not one. Not one more visitation will come. I decree peace. I command every storm to be stilled. Be still, every storm. This is my domain. In the name of Jesus, be still. Let the angels dismantle all things. Dismantling all disharmony. Dismantling all. No infirmity comes into this home. It's the house of the righteous. Now, Father, I release the angel of inheritance and the hosts that are with him to procure the standing of the Gilgal inheritance, that this home has been freed from debt, freed from Egypt and its systems, freed from the Babylonian. I unplug this house from the debt-based system. I present it blessed. I present it faultless. I present this home freed from all debt, all the chain of mammon, all the cords of mammon, all be thou loosed. I present it to you, Father, to breathe the Ruah of God upon it, the blessing of Abraham on it, that I owe no man anything but to love him, that I am now the head and I stand as the head and not the tail. Above only, not beneath, I receive the bless to free this home from debt. It will always be owned, even if I buy another one. It will always be owned. I present the glorious prayer closet. The day of demonstration is at hand, for I go out now into that glorious land of perambulation with you, Father. And I see this home has been paid. I see the transfer. I see the manifestation of the first day of light has come in. I see the glory, Father, of calling Egypt, telling them how much. I see the glory of that wire transfer and the great joy that you've done it. The Gilgal inheritance is completed. I'm freed. I'm no more in bondage to slavery, debt, poverty, lack, need, or destruction. I received the new inheritance. I don't even look in the ways of manna to pay for this home. This is a land you careth for, Father. For your eye is upon it from the beginning of every year to the end of every year. It's a land flowing with abundance. It's a land of inheritance where you freely give us now the city and home we did not labor for. You fill it with all good things we didn't fill it with. It's a land of peace where now the peace and the glory reign. Life, love, liberty. It's a home of the glory like Smith Wigglesworth had when Lester Summerall visited him. He said the glory came right out the door and knocked him down. It's a home of the glory where your manifested glory lives. And we just live in it. And it attracts angels all over the place. They love the presence. Everyone loves the presence. It's a home where I lay my head down to sleep and I sleep so deep. When the enemy's raging, I can sleep like I did last night, sleeping in the boat. They may gape on the outside, but I decree in the name of Jesus, you will not penetrate this circle again. You will not touch anyone within the domain of my home. In the name of Jesus, we have an open heaven over us. And the divine protection over Anna, over Victoria, over Carson, over our pets, over us. JP2, Father, the glory all around. Angels are with us now. Everyone sense all that cleanness. You sense the glory. Well, I'm in my house, but you should feel it in your house. Thank you, Father. Into thy hand I commit all of this now. Even that which I just perambulated for a moment when I come back into today, the Reaper angels will come to manifest what has been seen, what has been spoken, what has been perambulated. Now I would go on, but I want to come back. I'm going to bring myself back. You could do this with your business. You could stand over it and perambulate with it. You could go out and see. You can do it with this church. You can do it with your calling. Some of you are called to full-time ministry. You could just go right on out there and see what that looks like. The Father's thoughts towards you in that realm are as numerous as the sand of the sea. Father, I see that I've been separated. I see all the provision has been given under the king priest government. You pay for everything up front. You gave Moses the money up front. You crowned David up front. You give the inheritance up front. You gave Zerubbabel the blessing of Cyrus. He gave him the blessing to go build the temple. You pay for everything up front. We're not walking in the rear anymore. We're walking in front. Today I see all the provision necessary to be completely free. To walk. I see your ministry. See yourself waking up in the morning. Going, no more burden. No more financial burden. See yourself moving into the ministerial assignments. See yourself laying hands. See yourself standing 6 feet from them and then falling out. See yourself like I did last night. The man called me, was under a ferocious attack, and I asked permission to stand in his house. And walked right over there in the spirit and broke that assignment. Yet not I, but the Lord did that. And he released all those angels. That man was full of the glory of God. the breakthrough, and he was clothed in the lightnings of God, and suddenly that whole thing was severed and broken over his home. Because we're operating from above, didn't even have to go over there. And the other man in Florida, when we prayed, Father, and I stood in his living room, and that glory came upon him at 9 o'clock. He fell out, and he called me at 5, and he said he just got off the floor 8 hours under the glory of God in another state. I didn't even have to go over there. I just walked over there and stood in his living room in the spirit. The authority and the spirit has no boundaries. We can freely function. 8 hours under the manifested glory. 8 hours. Thank you, Father, for the glorious goodnesses of this realm. Thank you, we're protected. This Tuesday, August, what's today? August 18th? You can shout it, it's okay. 18th? Yeah, I gotta come back into the 18th. I'm a little out front of 18th right now. I'm in the other realm. Lord, I come back into the 18th of August today, this Tuesday prayer meeting. I step back into this realm, having been with and in the Father of Lights. This is an important phase, my friends. Today I decree all that I have seen with the Father, all that have been walked, everywhere I walked in the Spirit, I now decree that all this realm and the natural, everything concerning my household, Anna and my children, everything that I spoke and saw and operated, I decree it now to collapse this natural realm and follow every spiritual force resisting those mountains to collapse in the name of Jesus. And I command you now to follow, to bow and follow us in to the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Follow us in with manifestation, signs, miracles, wonders, and demonstration. Follow us with goodness and mercy. Follow us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Follow us with healing and wholeness and victory. Victory is following me today. The glory of the rear guard angels I loose for the manifestation now of all that has been seen and all that has been operated in and all that has been walked in. Loose them into your home. Loose the rear guard angels now for the manifestation. I decree the full manifestation now of all that I have seen. I decree the full manifestation of honest healing. I decree the full manifestation today of my home being freed and completely stripped from debt, poverty, lack. I am no more in the wilderness. I am no more in Egypt. Nothing that I have is no more in it as well. Come out from Egypt. Come out from the wilderness now. I command you, follow into the glorious liberty of the Father of Lights, Him that is to come. Follow me where I am in the great I am in Christ. Follow me where I am in the I am in Christ. Follow with victory. I decree let there be life in this house. I decree let there be the glory of the seven pillars of apostolic government. I decree the blessing of Abraham to release upon the seed of this house. I decree increase. I decree blessing. I decree fruitfulness. I decree nations will come out. The salvation of nations. I decree kings will come out from this house. Great kings that will walk the earth in the last days. I decree a house of intercessors that operate from the authorities of the right hand of the Father. I decree and see worship. Oh, the glorious worship that's coming out from the right hand. The song and the sound of the right hand. the song and the sound of the right hand, the glories, the worshipers that'll ascend up to that place and worship from that place and bring it down. The song and the sound of the Asaph government. The song and the sound of Rosh Arimende, the creative miracle. The creative realm of the Father restructuring things in the earth, reframing this world in the image of the Father, not the image of fallen men in power. They're trying to frame cities for destruction. We're going to frame too. We're going to frame in the image of the Father. He's got a plan too. Randa Sikudada, the reframing of this house. The reframing of the image that we walk in. The reframing of the way church is going to be done from above. The reframing of the way the church is being financed. The kings. The crown is in the house. I see the crown in the house, Father. I see this house full. I want you to see him full of that magnificent heavenly host, the warriors, the breakers, the surgeons, oh, the angels of inheritance that have come with the crown, the great angels of inheritance that have ushered the crown into this house. Well, the manifested seven inheritance will manifest continuously. People will start walking in here and suddenly it's just going to start manifesting. Price was paid by you. The price was obtained by us. We followed you into the inheritance. We are heirs. All of it, the blessing of Abraham. And its 12 inheritances, I decree today begins today. I decree to be loosed into this house today. I decree to be loosed into our family, into our generations, into our seed. I decree the breaking now of all generational bondage. And I decree a new day in our home, a new day in our house, a new day in our seed. Let there be increase and multiplication. Let there be glory as the light cometh in. Let the light of the blessing of Abraham, get it ready, Chris. Let the light in made way through. When we start singing this song, you release that blessing into your generation. You receive it and you release it into this house. I command it so. Out from our belly will flow rivers. Rivers that will not stop. Rivers of glory. Rivers of light. Rivers of blessing. Rivers of fruitfulness. Rivers, nations flowing out. Kings flowing out. The Lord of the angelic armies is with us. Let's go with it, Chris. Let's go. Rivers. Let the light in. Come on. Whoa. Out from our belly floweth. Out from our belly floweth. Out from it. Out from the innermost being floweth. Break, 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 break. Rivers of angels, the heavenly hosts moving out in front, the reapers moving behind, releasing, releasing, releasing. Oh, an army of angels releasing now. The innumerable company of angels releasing now. Breaking darkness, chasing it away. Oh, the light of God's glory is flowing in this house. The light of God's glory is breaking through. Breaking through. Breaking through. Let the light in. Let it go. Let it release. 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 Let there be the first day of life. Let there be day one. Go, 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 go. Yeah.
see the light coming out from the Father's glory. See it flow into the earth. See the angels. See the glory. See the blessings. See rivers of salvation. Rivers of intercession. Rivers of worship flowing out of you. Rivers of victory flowing out of you. Rivers of glory flowing out. The day of the Lord is at hand. Let there be light. Let there be light. Come on, prophesy. Let there be light, church.
Over the people you know that don't know Jesus yet. Come on.
Let the light open up the windows. Let the light open up the windows. Let the light.
Open the grave, I'm coming out, I'm gonna live, gonna live.